The World Health Organization has urged East Asian and Pacific countries to strengthen their defenses against the Ebola outbreak, warning the whole world may be at risk. The region of almost 2 billion people has been a hotspot for many emerging diseases, but it's so far free from the Ebola virus, which is devastating parts of West Africa. And the head of the International Monetary Fund says countries affected by the disease should spend whatever they need to avoid becoming a failed state. Barney Porter reports.
More than 4,000 people have died from Ebola in seven countries since the worst outbreak of the virus began in West Africa earlier this year. Now, an annual meeting of Western Pacific health officials has been warned our region may be the next to be affected. Dr. David Heyman is the chair of Britain's Health Protection Agency. He's certain more cases will be reported around the globe.
They move in people still in the incubation period when people don't even know they're infected. And then when they get to a new destination, they get sick and they have a disease which could be Ebola. So, you know, it will keep spreading globally. We don't know how much, but every country must be prepared, and that means every country. No country should take this lightly.
And now there are concerns about food security, particularly in the areas hardest hit by the disease. Dominic Bergin is the head of the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization. He says farmers in Liberia haven't been going into their fields simply out of fear, and they're now expecting a drop in production of up to 25%.
Of course, there is an impact in terms of some decrease in production in some of the worst hit areas. But first and foremost, we are also concerned by the labour shortage at this critical time of harvest.
And as the disease spreads, there's an associated risk. Overnight, the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Ian Smith, warned of the cost of global panic as nations deal with suspected cases of Ebola.
Staff at WHO are very well aware that fear of infection has spread around the world much faster than the virus. As the latest data from the World Bank show, 90% of the economic costs of any outbreak come from the irrational and disorganized efforts of the public to avoid infection.
At the same time, the head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, has urged every affected country to avoid becoming failed states by spending whatever they need and worry about the bill later.
Those countries have to continue their economic life and they have to continue to respond to the population's needs. I'm worried about those countries, let's face it, and even if the disease is contained rapidly, they will be facing economic decline and we will have to give them a hand and help them out.
The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, ending that report by Barney Porter.